Şu Sabim var. Holy Man Sugyo, Binyan Bakarko. First of all, the Sifim over here in the King of Gimel is discussing the idea of being moist of Albinyan. He said being moist of Albinyan, but when you have first a house, Binyan is Chayiv. Moist of Albinyan, Pash is also a case of a deraisa. We know in the Mishnah called Beis and Beis, Boyna Kolshu Yechayiv. The Gemara says, where's the Makar for Boyna Kolshu? Gemara's Maskono. It brings down that we have a case of a neck of Bibirosoi. You have a hole inside someone's palace, you want to fill it up. And what says, how do you have it in the Mishkan? You have a case of Dan in the Keresh, and you want to put lead inside. So the Gemara's case of Binyan Kolshu Yechayiv, the Makar is a case of being Moist of Albinyan. I mean, of course, Moist of Albinyan is a case of the Raisha, but that's proof of the Makar we're looking at these halakhas from. Once now we have the Lach of the Raisha, Moist of Albinyan, these Sifim are discussing how is it Mechzik and Moist of Albinyan. Go through sif by sif. First, if Aleph has to be case still be a case of kachaloin, a case of a kona, a case of a neger. So the way the Shulchan Aruch goes, it goes from the most kuladik one to the most chamadik. First, a case of kachaloin. We have Mishnah Baros and Shabbos and Afkuf Chopei. Bigzana Machlekes. Rav Lozer says the loch has to be kosher v'toloi. Mash Enkin the chum say benkach benkach. The mice says motor. Machlekes. This Machlekes number one. We pass in the kula like the chumim benkach benkach is motor. Number two, what does Ben Kach or Ben Kach mean? It was Machlokes of Yemio and of Kano. Rav Kano says the case over here means whether it's kosher or whether it's not kosher, no difference as long as it's Mesukin. Mashengi of Yemio says Ben Kach or Ben Kach means that L'cholopach has to be a case that's kosher. Let's start over here. Here also, Kamlung, we showed him very clear. We passing like Rav Kano Lukulo. We passing, we do not need any kosher at all. That's the Rambam, the Rif, the Rosh, the Reim, Tor, the Mechaba. We passing the second Machlokes. Like of Kanalakula, Benkach or Benkach, as long as it's Masukin, we do not need the case being kosher. Our third child over here. And again, when you say the case being Masukin, what does that mean? So, first, the side of being Masukin, what does it come to take care of? The way how the Bialocha begins in the Machloikis. Rashi says it's coming to take care of the Suga of Mechzi Kaboino, that's where the Goin went. Mashenkein, Toysis, and Dafkochavav brings down to the Suga of Mokso, Rebeitam, that's where Rosh went. And the right place can seem to go inside the Sugya of Muksa, Prima Godin and the grass and others. So first we have a Sukkin that's taken either inside the Sugya of Muksa, or inside the Sugya of Baino. What is the definition of Masukkin? So we see by the Halacha, by the next case of Kono, that Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, Masukkin means has to be a Kli either over here or Baklolius. Kamal Liran, it says the same idea over here, and on the first case, Kezib Kachaloin, says to be Halacha being Zan Liran, also has to be a Gedder of a Kli. Like the case of Kono. What are they getting by Kono? Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos be the same thing by Kachaloin. The Bialocha says, Chaim Matsasi, the Rajba, that's the Maskono, that's the Ramban, that's the Reim over here. That's not a Sheni. The way how it's brought down in Tosfos, Sefer Yosher, the Rosh, and others, the Yisrael Bia Masukin is not like the case of Kono. Machshova, in and of itself, the mice is enough. That's the Machaber. How many places can go? Machshova. Not that you need a getter of a clear of here. Machshov that itself is enough. The Bialocha, after being down this Machloketzi, ends off Tzorch in Lamaiso. That means we have three questions how to apply this Halochavi of Kachaloin. Of the three, the Mechabah is Mekul on all three. That means number one, he passed like the Chom and gets a blazer that Ben Kach is Mutter. Number two, like of Kahano, that means without a case of a Kesher. And number three, Machshov is enough. Meshavua says two of them Maisi agrees to Lakula. Just the idea of Machshov is enough. Tzorchi Lamaisa maybe need a case of a Kli, like by the case of Kono. Now the Mishabur does say, even though we say the Lachid is the Cholopach Machshova, he says, however, I'll give you two cases that you do not even need Machshova. He says, even a case, being on the round Shita, that you mishtamish with it, but Oid Yoim, also gives it a getter of a Kli, and therefore it's enough. And this gives you the shame Kli over here, and therefore you do not need a case of Machshova. Or he gives you a second Kimto. When he brings down the Chayodom, let's say he puts something over there, it does not mavatul, it does not belong there, take a baguette, and you stuff up the hole, you have the kachaloin, whether it's by the window, or the case of a skylight, which was bringing down, does not make a difference. If it's known to be taken out over there, the machshov is wired to make it clean, and therefore it's not being mavatul. Here, why is it not being mavatul? Because everyone knows, you put a baguette there, taking the baguette out, therefore it's not nichel and the getter of this chumbo of kachaloin. Therefore, let's go through different examples. In my shul, I dive in the lobby, past 25 years, I have a shul there. So they have windows, and sometimes when they have powerful storms, every couple of years, they knock out the windows, the wind. So during davening Shabbos, so is there. So the question is what to put there to fill it up so we can actually daven there. So basically, you can put anything there that you know you can take out. Like a beged, you put anything you want to block it, made to take out, that's not a problem. In this yisoid over here of pekacheloin, you have to realize, speaking of the Mishnah Berurah, the pekacheloin is a case over here that we're saying it's mutar machshava. The sugya of delos shebe muksa, the lochan sef gimel, we say over there that maisa has to be gevoyim in the oretz, has to be case with a tzir, otherwise it's osur. Pekacheloin is basically you're putting a filler into the window. You have a delos shebe muksa, you're putting the door into this place. Lechora, it's the same in that case, but one revei mekel machshava, one saying gevoyim in the oretz. Has to be a case with a tzir. So what is the difference between the cases of Aleph versus Sif Gimel? So the way how the Magavram and Betzel the Beis Yosef asked this question, quoting the Ravid, the two Mahalchim, the first to say one that's the gate over here, says the Beis Yosef, over here is a case that's Tomid. You're constantly using the Pekacheloin. Constantly. Over and over. Mashenke and Delshim and Muksa is in your back of your house, you can never go there. It's not real to go there. That's why you made this Delos this way, because you don't really care about it. For that reason, it's not nichel in the halacha of the kula pekacheloin, has its klal in Sif Gimel. Sif Aleph and Sif Gimel are the same case, one's a window, one's a door. And one has a massive chumrah, has to be toli v'kosher v'gvoy min ha'aretz, or a case of a tzir v'kosher v'toli. And Sif Aleph has a halacha, makshava, that's beseder, that's enough. That'll be on the ground, has no tzir, no problem. Was a chilek, would come out to be numerous cases in Nafkamino. But there are a case over here, the Mishmur speaks out, and the Magavama speaks out, and the Aloha again, he speaks out, this Aloha is Dafkun, you're constantly using the Pekacheloin to open and close. The stopover, the window filler, or the skylight, you're constantly making to open and close. He does, the Prim Gon does say, but let's say you have it here, even not constantly be motor. That's like Aloha and Sif Gimel. Also, the Aloha speaks out of his Kosh Vitali, also he wants to be Mekel. But otherwise, we need a case of being constant over here. That means you have to realize Aleph and Gimel Kamdak is really the same case. It's the same halacha. That means if it's not constant, it'll be the halacha of Gimel. If it is constant, Delos will be the case like Sif Aleph. Just Delos is not constant. Pekacheloin is a case that's constantly done that way. Now, to go to these cases, Pekacheloin basically is a window filler. So anytime a window comes out, person is manazeh, a window comes out. A person, let's say, wants to take out the window, wants to take out the door. You have in your house, I have massive doors. I take it out sometimes on Purim, I have a simcha over there. Can you take out these doors by case of our mitzvah? Well, no, the mitzvah is a problem. So Pashas is, once you understand that Yisod of Yisod of Yisod constantly, I do not take out my doors constantly. So maybe once a year, I take it out or twice a year. That's nichol negeder of, maybe of Sif Gimel. And then, in even that, Yishlo, if you have a head to Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel Mice is made to go in and out. Here, Betzim is not made to. I just know how to pick it up and take it out. It's not made that way. So Betzim, there's a Taz, we'll get on Sif Hei, that he brings out Sif Kotenei, that these things that you want to take out, any of these windows, or any of these doors you want to take out, he says, Chiyam Chattas. Therefore, you want to take out a window from your house, it's not Kakaloin, and therefore, even to ask a guy, a Shvus Bagoy, the Mice, it's also. So Gamma was once by a Simcha, a person wanted the doors off, he told the guy, take off the door, he took it off. Maisa, look, that's also. That's not nichel now sigil. There's no head to doors and windows. Only if it's made to go off and on. And the tzura might be a little bit different. But your door of your house is not made to go off and on. The door window in your house is not made to go off and on. Therefore, this Taz, Raz, it is brought down, this Mishabu and Simon Shinches. He brings down this Taz by us. He left the Alphim over here. But he points out our windows do not have any of this after. You cannot take out your windows. And even through a goy lemaisa, it's also. I see this from discussing the case of double windows. Double windows is a case where you have one window all year, and during the winter you put on a second window to keep out the cold air out. Keep the wind from coming in. So there's a Chanush discussing it in Chodeshani. Mr. Kaplan has a Sefer Shalmanisim on Bainor, so he has over 100 pages of halachas, which, if you want, who follows Shalmanisim? So the Shabbos home on Bainor, he quotes over and over the Shalmanisim. Mr. Kaplan, that means he's passing for America. So over there, he calls over, no, Shalmanisim. Now, it can't get a safer. He took it out for whatever reason, why he took it out. But the Maisa, he had over 150 pages, I think, of all halachas like the Shemir Shabbos Kol Chosrei. So over there, he discusses the double windows over there, and he wants a taino that if you take out constantly these double windows, should not be a problem. But he said, if you leave it there for the whole entire winter, said Sarki, and maybe that's nothing to get of being there. Maybe it's made to go in and out, maybe not. I don't know, as far as I see, most of us who do have double windows, we leave it all the time. Again, to us, practically, I have double windows. I think a lot of people have double windows. That's just the house they have. Lechura, no one takes them out during the summer. Just a double window that goes one behind the other that's made to keep out the... Lechura, practically, I don't think there's any heter to bring down this chan. I don't know what type of windows they're discussing. I'm not sure what they mean exactly. But practically, our double windows, the mice, you cannot take out. And they'll get of a window. Same thing discussed by a window screen. Once in a while, it might fall out. Can you put it back in? Is that kakaloin? Come on, play scheme. Where do you get about Pash Abadis not Tomid? Even the Itim Rechaikis, it's still so close up as the Chelik of the Binyan. And therefore, Kamlon Rabelski and the Shabbos Omen and the Riviak all bring down. There's no Hetim as Manas there by this case of these window screens to put back. They do discuss another case. Let's say you have a tris that you roll up and down, and sometimes it gets a little bit ruined. And the question is, can you open up the box and then put your hand inside to fix it? Now, besides fixing it, there's a shiloh, when's Nichol get him a sack of mono, or when's just putting it, making it easier to make the slots go correct? Without discussing the idea of fixing it, can you open up the box to the tris over here? So, they discuss, there are different cases, you can have latches there, turning it, or screws over there. They point out, Lechur, Be'etzim, this box is really a chelik of the house, part of the house. It's made to open easy to fix part of the house. Because sometimes these things break, or more than sometimes. But in essence, it's not made to be, you never want to open it, you hope it always stays closed, and that's part of your house. So they make part of the wall they can take down to fix something in the pipe behind your wall, it's still part of your house, and therefore this firm said you cannot open your tris on Shabbos. Just because they made a pretend, I actually have part of my bathroom, part of my wall that you can take down to get to the pipe of the building, that doesn't mean the wall is not part of your house. That wall they made a pretend to take down to get to the master pipe in the building. That's part of your house. Same thing with the tris, the box is really part of your house. I won't have any of these heterim of the person opening and closing it. Now, how far do you take the idea of this question is, in my parents' house, they used to have a baitim on top of the kitchen that they had a hole inside the walls, and they store things for Pesach. And we used to open up, and they had a fake front, partially fake front, same wallpaper on one side, the other side, and you cannot tell. Twice a year, we take over the fake front. One, take out the Pesach Nichol stuff. Once the book back in after Pesach. Is that being Nichol in the ghetto or Pkachalim? Is it going to be Mutu or Bayavir? Lechura, Avada is not Nichol in the Heter, it's not Tomit. It's Itim Chaykis, it's not Kosher Betoli, it's no case of Tzirim. Lechura, if you want to take out something on Shabbos, because you know you have things there you want to bring down and bring it on Shabbos, to open up the fake front, it's also. I should also have no Heter over here. Similar case I have in my house. I bought my house for a person before me. He had a safe. In the safe, how do you want to hide a safe? He has a fake front. So the point is not to tell that the safe is there. Now I have nothing in the safe. It's empty. So we never have anything there. Never lock it. One day maybe, I don't know. But if you didn't want to have money be saved, I put it in the gemach. That's the best place. So if I have, not that I have. So now this fake front over here, can you take it off and put it back on? So again, it's not used, it has no hinges, it's a case that people don't do constantly, not kosher betoli. Lechura, take it off on Shabbos, be a bayah. It's not made to be that way, it's made to be a fake front over here. Now, if a person tells me he has behind his picture with hinges, and he can take away the picture and open and close, he gets uses it safe constantly, if not me, that wouldn't be a problem.
The door that you only open once a year,
no. This is not a door. This is made to be part of the house. No, it's made to be part. It's made to look like part of the house. People look and they can't see. I see the door. I see a door. When I see this, I see my father in the kitchen. You walk in. It's the kitchen. You see the wall. A guy takes down part of the wall. Now, there are.
What about those attics that you can pull down?
There's a string in the ladder.
No, that's a hinges.
And it has like a whole ladder. That
that's hinges. Again, it's serum. That's Sif Gimel. That's serum. That's not a problem. Now, the people sometimes have air conditioners in the window. And in the window, it doesn't always fit into the window. So, if you put something there to stuff it up. So, a person put there for the summer, I put a pill there to stuff it up. On Shabbos, the pillow fell out. So the question was, can you put the pillow back in on Shabbos? to make sure his bedroom stays cool. We only have to let all the bugs and all the heat come inside on Shabbos. To Isser Berkowitz, it says, like the case of a beged, Mr. Brewer, the Chai Odom, is a case where you know you knocked the Mavatlet. You're leaving there for months at a time. So to put it back on Shabbos, you will not have that to the Mr. Brewer, the Chai Odom. You're leaving it to Mavatlet. So Chiddush, you know you're taking out a couple of months, so that's also on Shabbos. That means the beggar, you know, you're not about. He's leaving there for months at a time. He's coming to you.
Is it Binyan or is it Mechsi?
Right, Mechsi, Mechsi.
So where's the Mechsi? I still see a Kehillah.
I see that it's not made to open up, made to stuff it up. I see this is maybe part of the wall right now for the next couple of months.
Is it barred in the fact that it's a Kehillah, or in the bar is the fact that I'm...
Not a Kehillah. The point is, I see that it's made to take out. It's not made to take out. Everyone sees made to leave it in. Doim Lazer, Rabbi Baum pointed out a wonderful case in numerous places that they have sheritim, bathrooms have holes inside of it. Whether it's by with the lakias or people who have cigarette boxes to make holes inside the stalls of air. So people do not appreciate when others look inside. So they take tissues, and right, you stuff it up. You go around different places I can show you. We have tissues inside the hole. Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? You go to a certain place, you know, you want to have Kavod HaBrias, or Stam, you want to be more menschlich, not the shell of a head of Kavod HaBrias. Can you take tissues and stuff it up? L'chutz the beged, they do not plan to ever take it out. You hope it stays there forever. Hope they fix it. Well, it says the buck is here. No one's fixing it, right? It's not going to stay that way. It's going to be that way for the next couple of years until it falls out by itself. So l'chur, that is also. I looked around last night and I found the Sefer Herchav Adas brings down this case. But yeah, it's no head of kacholayin about it's also. That's mom. I to beg it. Who cares? It's made levat there. It's a problem. Just stuff it up on Shabbos.
Is it for one day? It's also for weeks around. How long does that be?
You again. If you have a chacha to take it out, I mean, the guy told me to take a yarmulke and stuff it up. You don't want people to see inside. I hope you take it out the yarmulke afterwards. Right? That's good. A chacha. Fine. I don't know if you would want to put your yamkins on that hole. That who knows what happened there? That's something else. That's a good halacha. But tissues, the fact that you might change your mind, the mahus everyone sees is made to be there. That's no head to back it. I don't think your mind. There's still there's a tzur over here that people associate. I don't think your das work. Doim to the malach of kosher and simon shin yud zayin sevalof. Mishmur discusses, can you, an akesha that's made to be la'olam and you want to undo it on Shabbos, means on the look of Shabbos. Says, don't go after your das, look at the kesha, Shavoy. Also, I don't think you look at your personal das, look at the tissues that belong there. You do what you do during the week.
Does it make a difference if you're selling a hole or hanging it from something above to
hanging it's enough, it's not part of it. That means you want to hang up your jacket and the hook and block the guy from seeing it, that's not a problem.
I'm saying
even if you hang up it, you hang up anything, any poster, whatever.
If there's a nail sticking out of the back of the door and you want to hang it, you're going to leave it. You're not going to take it down when you leave it.
But that's not part of the door. This is part of the door. They have afters. Fine. That's the first case. Second case is the case of a con over here. We have a Baisan Nafko Chavav being down a Machlokes of Shimba Gamliel and the Tanakamo, a happy Koshu Vitoli. Or even if it's not kosher, Masukil Mais is enough. We pass in this case from Shimon Gamliel that even though it's not kosher, Masukil Mais is enough. More likely, a lot of Shimon Ben Gamliel. So the Biyachna was that mean has to be a case of Torah's Kli Aleim. Torah's Kli upon it. What is the definition of Torah's Kli? Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says there has to be a Torah's Kli even in another place, meaning the case where the Shulchan Aruch brings down the Hapak Boy Zaysim of Lepsoya Boy Agazim. The way my Tom says, watch that be. What's the Kli over here? Made for be over here. That itself is enough. It's Miuchad over here. It's made to be a bolt over here. A lock over here. That mice is enough. Two sheets is in the Mechaber. Mice I had to go Paskin. Come along the Magavram. He, the mice says, we pass in the Mechaber and Simon Shin Ches. If you'd pass in the Kula like your Bayan Tom, as long as the Kli over here, that itself is enough. The mice, the Mishabura says, away only the Mokum Eisat Tzarech. The Eisat Tzarech, he points out, Simon Shin Ches. Mechaber Sos in the Kula. Therefore, the Eisat Tzarech, we can be Simon upon Ubayin Tam sheet over here. Now, why is it that a Pkach Haloin has a more Kuladik, that Machshav is enough according to the Mechaber? Do not need to be a get of a Kli, not like the Ran and others. According to the Mechaber, Machshav is enough. Mashk Enkein, Ketz of a Kona, you need to be Masuk and be a Torah's Kli. Says the Mishmur Sukkot and Dalad, because the Kona has a Chumma, it looks like a Nagar, the third case over here. I'll get to why Nagar is worse. But the Chumma of a Kona is Kain the idea of a Nagar. That's where the Chumma came from. Now, practically, they discuss, basically a kona, you have a beam over here that you put inside, you have two things that block it, and you want to make a bolt on the door over here. Building upon this, practically, they discuss different Aron HaKodeshes, they have different things to how to block, to make sure nothing will happen to save a Torah. What's very common with Manazes is to have a chain. It'll train the hook, no problem. But you see the older iron cartridges, right, a lot of places have still a beam over there. They have a hole over there, a hole over there, they put a beam straight down. And the question over here is that a case of a kano? Is that a loch of a kano? You put this 2x4 down. So it's a case of memso, case of karko. So you have a bayah putting it down. So bishlam, you can tell me it's mesukin lekach. First of all, you have to know, maybe it's not mesukin, yeshlot, if it was mesukin or not. Maybe there's stam took a beam and put it there. But even if it is mesukin, Mishmua says, only the esat tzarech to be mekel. If it's not esat tzarech, we should be choshev for Rashi to not rebein atam. They could argue, this is esat tzarech. Maybe mesakin it, get around, why get involved in machlokes, you get somebody else over here. Do we need the klolim on the case of Kon over here by the case of the Aron Kodesh? So the Chodeshani and the Rav Shabbos, they want to know that since when you put the Kona down, what they're doing is not, they're not really jamming it in. Usually when you make a bolt, a lock, you're putting it in, it's very tight. You want to be tight over there. You want to go back and forth. Mashenki, these things are really, there's a bit, lot of space there. They're just really blocking it. Since it's very rough over here, and constantly you make it go up and down, does not have the gedder of looking at case of Mechubar. The idea is looking like I'm building something. Mexico Boino, the thing goes back and forth, shakes, just there, in case something happens, or block it from happening, from falling out. But the essence is not attached over here. It's no Hebrew over here. It's just something that's being blocking something over here. For this reason, the Wataina, it's no problem. It will not be nichel in the Sigur Kono. Or a second Sora, how the Bini Shabbos, he wants to discuss, we'll get to the Taz. Taz says something that's made Yuchalakach. In the case of the Skupo, when you want to put the Nikmah inside, you want to tie in something that's made that way, they made a hole over here, put a corner down over here, maybe yuchalakach, that's not nichol l'shayl over here. The Vada, everyone sees that this is a lock, this is a bolt, this is not a mechzi gebayna, no one's doing an active bidding over here. So for these reasons, they say, by the Aron Kodesh, it's not nichol in our sugi over here. If Zilbushin does discuss, let's say a person did not know the halacha of putting a corner down and bolting it, let's say your lock breaks, and you want to make sure no one comes into your house, so you could buy certain doors. If you have put a corner in front of the door, if you put, let's say, you have a bookcase on either side, you can put a stick, you can put it behind the two bookcases, and block the door from opening. My kids do it all the time. They put want to keep people out. They, not in the bookcase now, but my old bookcase, they put a stick behind behind the door, so you can't open it. Otherwise, you knock over the whole bookcase, and the bookcase is very heavy over here. So you can't get in. Is that mamash the case of a corner here? So you could argue the point, no one sees a binyan over here. But let's say you want to say, is it an act over here? Can you undo it? Is it Tzadok doing it? Or can you undo it? So he asked his brother, Mechad Knievsky, could you undo someone who did a malach on Shabbos who was also? In this case, he put a corner down. He says, you read the words of Shem Gamliel, it says, Ein pasech benel boy, don't open and don't close. There's no way to cipher the Isser of Boino, a cipher the Isser of Stiro. Both of them you can't do. That means the person did put the corner down when the Mokum was also, you cannot do either one. You can undo what you did. Now again, you can't get involved. What exactly are my kids doing over here when they're putting it behind a bookcase? Is that nothing to get a corner? I'm not sure how to look at it. You can say it's this not Messiachis to an active bidding of Karka at all. If it kills that, we can argue the point. Maybe it is a problem. The third case over here is a case of a neger or nager, as I pronounce it. So you have basically a peg over here. They're putting inside a skupo, inside the miftah nadelas, inside the threshold, and they're coming to lock the door. Basically, you have a door, open and closes, you put it inside, it blocks it, and now it cannot open and close. That means those days, they had number one a door, then they had a door frame. The door frame maestro went up, was above ground, and therefore they had a hole in this skupo, in this threshold. And it went then you open it, when you close it, you put the peg down or block the door from opening. So basically, the Gemara says a bunch of things in the Sugya of Erevin. First, the Mishnah says in Erevin Alpha and Beis, in the case when you have a glister on top of it, you have this peg and you have a bull on top of it. It's Machlokes of Lozer and the Biyasi is a Mutter's Osir, the gain on the case of Nagar. That Lemaisa we paskin, Lukul like a Biyasi, side of the Rift, side of the Ramam, side of the Rosh, the glister of Lemaisa works, that's Aleph. Second, the Gemara goes further and says nitl va'ogdai, meaning it's strong enough by the rope to take by itself. It's tied up over here. Kula amaloi pligi, you do not even need a case of a glistera. Number three, we have the Mishnah further on Kubez and Erevin that discussed over there that Behuda Shita says in a case of a kesher over there, Behuda says it also works even out of the case of a glistera, even not a case that is tied up and that's strong. And therefore, but the Gemara brings down, says Rava, according to Behuda, this kesher over here has to be a case that is a kesher to the case of the Delis. by Keshu and Koshu Medina. That means that basically the Gemara says four different halachas to apply over here. So first, this sugya over here of the Nagas and Dindu Abund and the Raisa, the halach mixam machlokes Rashi versus Tosfos. Rashi wants to say if you have this nega you put inside the ground, shalav the Raisa. Tosfos wants to argue how can be a case of the Raisa, a case of the Abund over here. But we have a bunch of a terim over here, Berch, five or six different a terim falling ground in the case of this nega over here. We have either again, we have the case of a glustra, Aleph, glustra. Now, in the case of glustra, why is the mortar? We have this ball on top. It's muchach, that's a kli, they're coming to take out. Now, the shallow here is, do you need any type of kesher at all, or no kesher? Do you need a kesher that, look, it's true, you cannot take the rope and by itself and pull it, it's not strong enough. If you need a kesher called do, Meister Tazim, the words of the Mechaper, that you do not need any kesher. Any kesher. And therefore, the Mishmur points out, that's the words of the Mechaper. How it brings down the Eli Rabba wants to disagree. It does go on further and it brings down the going mitzad lahokal like the Taz. And the reading in the Mishabura sounds like he's more night lahokal that you do not need any kesher. So that's Aleph. So you have one hat over here, a glistra without any kesher. Ulai any kesher. Maybe a shiloh, just mitzad the way. Second, Kamal the Bialokan says, what's the case of glistra when it's memelo? But let's say you have a base yad, something that you formed yourself as a handle over here. Says the Bialokha that he had been machloikis, but according to the base Yosef and the Torah, the Chor, that situation, according to the base Yosef of Alapakas, that it should not even be a shalit, of that, not need a case of a kesher. Not any kesher at all. Gam brings down the going, says maybe lavdafko. So it means he has one heter of a glistra, he has that maybe he's a kesher of a stomanat, he has second heter of a base yad, there's more notes than not need a case of a kesher. He has a third heter when you have no glistra, a case where it's kesher that is very strong that can take by itself. That's the case of when you can hold by itself. A fourth heter was kesher to the delos itself, Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Those are the four from the sugya. Then he has a fifth heter that's really coming from the sugya of the what's connected to the delos itself, to the door itself. Meisayisif, but it's not a rope over here. When the bolt is connected to the door, the mishbuah called sechayodom. That itself is nichel the get of a heter of a not mechzi gebayno. And then he has a sixth heter before the Beis Yosef calling the Ritva, the Chayodom is down. If everyone sees a Kli Gomer over here, everyone sees a lock that's made to be a lock, a whole entire Yitzu over here, the Ritva wants to say Pshan Sugar that the Eidl was making these locks in the doors to go in the ground. The Avad is definitely get of not Mexican Kabbaino. You made a Kli Gomer to be a lock, that's a lock. So those are six heterim, five of them by the Mishmua, another one by the Chayodom, that point out that the het of Nagar. Now, why should Nagar be worse in the case of Kono, why is it worse? Kachaloin, why is it more chomedic? So the word Mishmur says over, because this nagar, this peg over here, is be'etzem used for real binyan. You want to build something, they take a handle and shovel and jam it in. You want to make a tent, you want to put rope over there, you jam it to the ground. It was really used for binyan. So since this thing is be'etzem used for binyan, you're choosing to use it for a case of a lock of a bolt over here, a key over here, since that's your situation you're doing over here, but be'etzem mechzi gebayno. Because the nagar itself is made for binyan. Kono is not a nagar. That's why it's a chumra, it's more ke'en nagar. The side of nagar is why? Because it's something be'etzem made for binyan. That's Mishmur according to Rabbeinu Yonason. The other one's like a little bit different, how the grass is over from, seems to be that way from the Rosh. The case of a nagar is a case when it goes into the ground, the case of a kono goes sideways into the wall. That's why it's more of a binyan when you're going into the ground. A different idea, but that's not how the Mishmur went. He went the side of a nagar over here is because in Be'etzim the peg is made for binyan. Now, the sugya in Ervin and Mamshach, the locha in Sif Beis, the case of a nikmaz. Now, a nikmaz basically is a nagar plus, meaning basically in those days, that over here, the ground, that the skufa, that a threshold that was above the ground, and then they put the nagar inside. Let's say this nagar over here was 3 centimeters. It's made to go inside the skupa only 1 centimeter. Once it goes past 1 centimeter, it'll go into the ground. Over time, it goes further and further. It goes into the ground, mamish, because things dig out. It goes into the ground. So it went now from going only to the skupa into the karka itself, the karka mamish. What's the halacha in that case? That means, that, again, the nikmah is very clear that it went from now being in the threshold, going inside the karka. That's more of an example from Yehuda. That situation, the mice is the Mechzi Kabayno and the Vada Tzotzer. Why Mechzi Kabayno? Very simple, it's going inside the Karko. The way the Beis Yosef brings down from the Ritva, another Vart, because it's turning over here, a little bit different, the different Messias he has over there. I was turning to Mechzi Kabayno. But the way has Shukunar brings down, it's going into the karka, that's the problem. Now, to understand Nikmas, the question is, when you read the sugya over here, by the case of a glistera, glistera helps by nagar, does not help by Nikmas. That's very clear. The ball itself does not help. Again, the aloch brings down, the going in the rip maybe does help, but we're saying the idea of a glistera only helped by a only helped by the case of naga, not by the case of nikmaz. What about by case of a base yad? That means again, the idea of glistera is that it happened by itself. Look at Melo, that a piece of wood, a peg that has a ball to it. What happens if you form it? You created this base yad. Is the base yad better? That means the Gemara goes on further and says after the word nikmaz, so the Gemara, base yad, the mice is mutter. The Gemara says base yad is mutter. The shell among the Rishonim and the Paiskim is what the word Beis Yad is going back on. Is it going back on the third case of Sif Aleph, the case of Nagar? Or is it going back in the case of Nikmaz on Sif Beis over here? Where's Gemara going back on? It's Machlokes among Rishonim. The way Rashi in the reading of the Torah is going back in the case of Nagar in the third case. Therefore comes out, Lustra and Beis Yad, there's no difference. Both of them are mutter on the case of Nagar, both of them are also in the case of Nikmaz. No difference. And therefore they have all the thumb of however you play, a case of glistera, who in the case of a base yad? That's how the going wants to go. That a glistera, the maestro will not help, by the case of nikmas, who in the case of a base yad? Salashani, the simple reading of the Gemara says, nikmas, that's usur. Base yad, the maestro, that's mutter. What's base yad going back on? It's a base. Case of nikmas. Therefore, the base yad says, you read the riff is saying the loch over here, it's going back in the case of nikmas. And he says, why don't we show you the place can bring it down? It's poshut. You made a base yad over here. You made tikli over here. Everyone sees it made to be a bolt, not made to be a peg inside a wall over here. Avada not mechzi gavoyno. Therefore, alocha, the taz, and the magavrom, and the liyavo, the graz, va'oid, the being that alocha maisa base yad works by nikmas. That means it's not brought down in the mechaber. However, the mechaber and base yad says, partial. Avada, a base yad, works in the case of nikmas. Avada, that's so. The mishmur al maisa, the sifkon chavalef, brings down two sides. The alocha brings down two times. It sounds like he does not want to be samech upon a beis yad by itself, by case of nikmaz. He wants to mitzdarif it with the taz, which I'll get to the taz. But I'll see if he wants to make it, otherwise he's not samech upon it. That means the shell among the paiskim, when someone mamish makes a base, a cleavier with a handle to it, does it have the heter when it goes inside the character or not? Now the tzir of the mishmur we're discussing is the case of the taz. The taz is very important, maybe to make it practical. The situation over here is by the case of a the nikmas, what happened? The beginning first is going into the lifton, into the skupa, and then over time slowly went into the karko. Says the Taz, let's say the beginning you made it that you wanted to go inside the skupa, the threshold, and into the karko. Mitchili you made it this way. Not that it got mekalkul and went in. It was made mamish this way, bedas, mitchilo. You want to say that's mamish, where's the Taz? Moik, kakhaloin, kakhaloin, maisa, machshava works. Here also works. Says that's how Rui Batim in his places were doing it this way. It's not being moistened upon the nekiv. It's made this way. And therefore he says over here that the reason why it should be mutter because they formed not only the kli itself, but that this naga was made into go, not to scoop it into the kark itself. Allah. He says it's this case over here of this peg they're putting inside, but in the case of Nikmas, what they were doing in those days, also the Tabash Shal Barzal had a ring over here. It had the ring inside this periach over here, had a ring to it. That nechel get a base yad. So we have two reasons why in his days they did not worry about the sugya nikmas. Because not like nikmas. Nikmas is something that happened memelo. Mashenkin, if you did a badas, you put it into the ground badas, bekavono this way, the mice no problem, either because it's had the idea of dumb bekavono, or it's had the idea of base yad. Two different reasons over here. Local mice go like the taz, and we go this way. The grass. Come on, the Mishnah Brewer and says the Taz has two reasons. A very important question. Taz is Mekel. He has two reasons. Do you need both reasons? Unless you have only one without the other. Is Mekel mitzah beis yad? Mitzah adam mitchila that way. Let's say you had one without the other. What's the halacha be? Would it be Mekel or not? She says, Taz would be Mekel mitzah suga beis yad. Who are going to beis yad when it gets to Nikmas? The going. The going quoting Rashi in the Torah over here. If so, there won't be the second head over here. On the Taz. He says, in this situation, I'll make it serif. You have the first reason, the Taz. It may be Beis Yad works, but serif, therefore I'll be Mekel. That means Mishmur is not being Mekel straight up on Beis Yad. It's Machlokes. But I have the first reason. Bit serious, I'll be Mekel. That's what I mean, Mekel, why the Taz, Yisamechel, Aloch, the Taz is right, correct? Why? Because both reasons, we might have both reasons over here. Okay, now let's discuss it practically. Take two cases. Today they have a door called Rav Briach. Rav Briach basically in English is a strong door. If you want to get insurance in your house in this country, they'll tell you you have to get a Rav Briach, otherwise they won't give you insurance or they'll charge you a very high amount. Rav Briach is usually when a door you have a, you turn the lock, it goes inside. Rav Briach is when you turn the lock, it goes in, goes on top, goes inside, goes on bottom. That means they mamish go into all four areas of your door. Now some of them might go 3 areas, some might go 2 areas, but it's Rav Briach, a strong door, because it's being blocked. You can't just take it off the hinges and take it off. You can't just smash down one area. It's being locked on all four sides. That means most doors, most houses, have something called a Rav Briach. Now, if you look, it's going into the ground. If it's going into the ground, are you allowed to close the door on Shabbos? Is that the Sugil Nikmas? Coming to the Swam today, is that a problem? That means you go to my house, my door, you don't realize it. No one in my house realize it. But you look at the bottom, I have a whole mamash in the entrance of my door. My parents have a whole mamash in the entrance of the door. Everyone has, most people have holes in the entrance of the door. You can't tell. Very small way, not nicker, but your bolt is going mamish into the ground. Is there a heter mitzvah to give nikmas? So let's analyze it. According to the first svara, the Taz also mitchil this way. They would not nichel and get it of baino. Avad is water. It's not be a shayla. However, even on this first svara, the shayat seeming down who's mefakvik upon it, the prima godim, the eli rabo. It's not that simple. The first svara. According to the second svara, the Taz, you have to have a base yad over here, a tabas over here. Come along with Sefer Megillah Sefer and says there is no second svar over here. Even one time, no second svar. And therefore, one time the Mishnah is only make a bit serious. If you don't have a second svar, we'll get to arguing it with him.
There is a base,
yeah. I agree with you. I'm just saying what he's saying. So he wants time, there's no base yad. So he said 2 points. The first four is those mafakbek. The second Mishnah would make a little bit serious. One time, there's no base yad over here. Therefore, he wants to say, should be a problem. He come along with the third svar, why to be mekel, is better than what the ritual in the Beis Yad brings down the maskono. What's the time when this thing is part and parcel of the door, not a davichit sendi from the door. It's mamish part of the door itself, a nikka from the door. Says the ritual in those days, things that mamish part of the door, that a bad is not nikkel get a Mexican body. You're not open and close the door. This is part of the door. You're not open and close it this way and that way. Just like you're allowed to put the lock inside, you're allowed to put the bottom on top. That's as far. He said, according to the times, might be a baya. But the Taz doesn't start because that's how the door is made. The Vanis Nicker is not Mexican by now. Maisa is a starting point, the Elam can argue with, and say Maisa has both as far as. You can argue and say, like, it's Ovi Murray, and say Maisa has a base yard. I think it does, because when you turn it, all four goes in. That's Mamash a base yard. So I think Mamash, the Zayda is correct. What can I say? Zayda is correct. He's always right. Sometimes it takes me a while to get there. But it's fine. But this time I agree right away. A second practical case is, in my parents' house in Flatbush, we have the two massive glass doors, had, and the way to, a lot of people tell me what they do is, you have a lock in it, but since it goes in a track, there's a very simple way of locking the door, and it might work better, is to take a 2x4 and put it inside the track. That means you have basically a track that's at level of the ground. You can, if you open the door and you put a 2x4 inside the track, it doesn't open. Is that Nikmas? Is that Maisa putting it inside the ground with a 2x4? Is that Motir or Loser? You have three options for it. You can say it's like the Taz, better than the Taz, and worse than the Taz. Go through each four. Let's first go with the Taz. According to the first reason, that's made with Chilos Lekach, you can argue it's made to have a hole in the other track. If it's in the ground, it's made that way. It should be Motir. How does that mitzvah the idea of a base yad? There's no base yad. You can make a base yad. Some places can tell you to make a base yad of these things. No base yad. My parents didn't have a base yad. 2x4, you put a stick inside. A lot of people have told me they have the same thing in their house or their parents' house. So my say, we need both reasons. Mishmur sounds that way. Are you allowed to do this on Shabbos? Are you allowed to put a stick in and take it out? You could tell me once more the mice is enough, not like the Mishmur, how the taste of Shabbos went, the Pima Gordon, the Shulchan Shloima, the Graz, Nezi, Sol, others. Mice, the Mishmur says not that way. Sounds like needed Sirif. However, you can say it's worse than the Taz. The Taz is saying Mitchil Oslakach. What does that mean? It means the hole in the beginning was made to put the peg inside. Over here, the tract was not made to put the 2x4 inside. The track is what for? The track is to open and close the door. It's nothing to do with the case of the Taz. Therefore, Gintaino, that Lukuliyama, to put the 2x4 one side, is Mamish the case of Nikmas. Mamish Nikmas should be also. Asada Shlishi, say if I care, it's better than the case of the Taz. The Taz, you fill up the hole, spoino. Can you open and close the door? Yeah, put cement inside. You fill up the hole by the jack, you lose the stumptures of your door. Everyone knows you're going to have to take out that stick, otherwise, what happens to the door? You can't use the door. So, maybe everyone in Nevada says that's Mexican. Bueno, that's ridiculous. I can't use the door. So, you can look, is it better than the Taz? Where's the Taz? Like the Taz? Yish Lodun. You could really ask, by the case of a Nagar, you need a case of Kalustro or Kesher, or the case of a Kono, the Maestro, there seems to be a question over here. That we have all these halachas over here. We had a halacha, we mentioned already, the second chabura, Tafshal Taner. You have a Taner, you have a door, you cement it up. It's Mechubal Karak over here. You want to take it down. Mechaber, Paschkin's Rishon Test is Mutter. We have Simchat Yedal, Sevil, the Maaseh is Mutter. Why? Le'os Lekiyim Klal. That's Mutter. I have a door with cement and an oven to take down is Mutter. But a peg in the ground has Klolim. If you kept the door closed, you won't be able to use it. Of course, it made it come out. Einos l'kiyam klal. The corner of the bolt over here by the door. Of course, einos l'kiyam klal. Case of the nikmas. Of course, einos l'kiyam klal. How in the world, by the case of the daf shotano, who's saying maishas mutter, only Amos says mechzi geboino, and then he says mishin by Yisrael. But mechabes is mutter. All these cases are saying mechzi. How in the world is this? Should be also not mechzi. Like the case of the Dafshal Taner. So if you want to say a Dafshal Taner, is the difference is it's made for one day, not more than one day. Do it Friday, take it on Shabbos, and this could be made for a couple of days. Fine, there could be the Chaluk or Cheshulchan sounds that way. But I think the Olam meant more with the side. Why Dafshal Taner Motor? Because everyone sees it made to open up. Everyone sees not made to be built over here. It's like Mekuvah Shel Chovetz. Everyone knows Ein Chiba made to come off. See also. It's made to take the peg out, the bolt off, otherwise you're doing an act of binyan over here. So there is a question over here, and applying it to the stick over here, and also by the door, what happened to Dafshal Taner? It's made to come out. This would be obvious over here. So it could be made mechalik, is that by the Dafshal Taner, what would the person do? That's how everyone does it. By the door, everyone makes a real lock. Everyone makes a real kli over here. You're using a peg or a corner that's not the derech, and these things, the peg is be'etzem made for binyan. So you're making this, you're using kelim, the be'etzem are kelim for binyan, in a situation not for bino. But that's not the standard procedure what to go do. That's not the standard procedure. Maybe that's nichol neged of a chumrum chazal, a mechzik bino. Maybe that's a chiluk. Ulai. To be chabit in the case, one's bino, one's seiser, I don't think that's a chiluk. Fine. I know. That's
in
question.
That neighborhood, it was the derech.
No, it's people do it that way, but it's not. But a 2x4 is made to be built. It's not made to be inside the track over here. 2x4 is not made to be in track. It's not made that way. It's a question over here. I might get asked a question when you have the peg inside the ground. Maisel also. By the track, I'm saying track is you can't lock it inside. Otherwise, you lose your stumptious. Either peg, also, you have to take it out. But there could be the hole that you're filling up. That area, you don't have to take out. That can leave inside. It's just a top you have to take off. Here, the whole time, stick you have to take out. So, the Maestro, I'm not clear how to look upon this 2x4. You could get involved with, we mentioned before, by the Aron Kodesh. The Aron Kodesh, come look at the Shining Arfa Shabbos. Want to say it's loose. It's not an active boino. So if you have a stick there, that doesn't really, it's not very loose, just you can open up a little bit, and then this blocks it. Maybe it's not an active chiver, not an active point over here. Ulai. A guy, I think before, told me his stick is tight. It's tight. It has no base yard. Yesh lo nul ma'aseh, but it's mutter now. So I'm not clear how exactly to look at these 2x4s. The last time we wrote a question to Mechaim Kanievsky, you tried to write it very clear to him. He wrote back very simple, Tifna l'moy v'chami shlitu v'yushalayim. Fine, we go back to Eskir Shver. Berkowitz, we actually thought about bringing the letter to the God, but I said, Chaim told us to go. It didn't exactly work that way. Rabbi Kirsch also we asked him this question. He likes to says maybe you should make a base yad over here, a base yad, have a cleat to it, attached to it. Not chlor exactly, is it better than the tiles, worse, you have a heck of the tiles, each one. Fine. Sifkim over here, in the case of Delshim and Mukhsdal, where you have basically a door that has a, you have a backyard that you cannot never go to. Since you do not go there constantly, and you have this Delos over there, the Gemara come along, the Mishnah says over there, the only time it's mortar, it when it's kosher of a toli, and also gevoyim in the oritz. That means basically, you have a door that's being hung up, it's not on the ground, but it's not in the place itself also. It's being hung up in the air. The Gemara has a kasha eye, the Bryson says kosher of a toli, that's enough. The Gemara says that the case of tzir, if it has hinges, the chalik is a bayah v'rova, does it mean it has right now tzir, a bayah? Or had a case of hinges beforehand? Maisa, we pass in like Rova against Abaya. Machalik is Abaya Rova. We pass like Rova, Chutz Me Yalkigam. Come along, we have two heter over here by the case of Del Shiva Mokhsa. We have the heter of either of a Yitzir, the was Yitzir over there, or Gvayim Ma'aretz, one's called Shiva Toli. So, first, this idea over here that we need by a door to be called Shiva Toli and a Yitzir or Gvayim Ma'aretz. So, in our doors, is that Nichol in the. What is he saying over here? The Rava says, you have had it here to it. What's he said? Had it here to it. It's nicker that was a door. If so, there's a safe Mishnah Berurah of my son, yes, of gross. It says, our door is something not attached. But it's nicker, it's a door. Has no edges to it. One time that's nichel in Rava Shita. The side of Rava is, it's nicker, has a nicker, because it had hinges. Also, we don't need hinges. Everyone, when you see a door, oh, that's a door. It's not attached right now, but everyone sees a door. So our doors are not attached on nichel in the side of Rava of Kain Seir. Now, this halacha that again we said before in the chorus of Al and Sif Gimel is the same case. So Al and Sif Gimel is a case where you have either a door inside this backyard they're putting on, and you're calculating the attaching. Kamal Matan points out really there are two ways to answer this theorem. There's one way how to answer why this case would be a neither happy environment or totally the kosher. And all or cases here is because this case is like the words is not nichtas tomin, words the machaber. Mashenkin prachol is the case that's tomin. That's one way of saying it. That's the basis of b'shem derived. Taz brings down the second reason from Rashi that because this door is not how you create a door. By prachloin, that's how you create a prachloin. That's the normal way of doing it. Everyone sees that's prachloin. That's how you do it. No problem. Mashenkin adel shemuksa that's missing a seer that had this form over here. That's not the correct way of making a door. It's not the correct way, therefore being more machmer. More of a mechzik gevoino. Maiso, the Mishmur Maravam went like the first malach of the Beis Yosef and the Ravid. This halacha of Alpha and Gimel the same thing, except it's of Gimel the case that's itim ruchaikas. It's a long time. Now the question is, how long is a long time? Is a long time? What's a short time? What's Talmud? So come along the bialach over here, and he brings down the Tais of Shabbos, that he's been sadded. The loch is once in 30 days, that is enough. But Cheshabbos, Sviyazar, or Cheshabbos, they go together once in 30 days, that's Nichol and Geder Tomid. Sadashani, the Chodashani says, Ayin Toysu Shabbos Bifnim, it does not come out that way. It's not clear. They were said to be Makel, the Chiddush, once time, has to be at least once in 7 days. To be the head of Sif Aleph, need once in 7 days, the Machshav Lamais will be enough. Otherwise, if it's more than that, you need the Klom over here in Sif Gimel. Siftal is a sugi be mamshik l'sugin ervin and afkaf aleph by a case of Dels Almono. Dels Almono, the Gemara has to pshatim why a person cannot lock it on Shabbos. Either the case of Dels Almono is chad shifa, is one piece over here, or the case the less like Gishma has no frame to it, has no skupa tachtoino. Now, first lalocho, which one you pass to the shyness? Machol Yisutur versus the Rambam. The Rambam says you need tachtu reyaso. You have to be missing both. Has to be a case that's one piece, and that's be something that also that the scuba tachton is not there. As Hashem the Torah says, no, we chayshu both shitas, and therefore you cannot do either one on Shabbos, whether it's one piece or missing a scuba tachton. La locha, the mechaber passes the chumru like the Torah. It's one or the other. Chad l'reisa, the maisa to be machmer. However, says the Mishmur, make it serif. Also, the question is, Siftalad, what happens if you do this case over here? They do constantly. Whether it's 1 to 3 days or 1 to 7 days. Is there a heter if you do it constantly? Every day, I use this door over here, open and close that has one board to it, one piece to it. It's come along, Mishigwam, 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 versus the Bach. Bachlar Tainiv, it's constantly the Maisa, it's Mutter. Magvon is Mitzad, the Maisa, to Aser. Machlaikis. Vishmul, the Maisa, it's called Lamid, it's called Lamid Beis, it's called Lamid Gimel, the Maisa, he comes along to be Machmer, unless he says, when you see it for the Rambam, that means it's called Lamid Aleph, Lamid Vav, and the Shayat Sin, he discusses, let's say it's a case of one board, but it has a skufa tachtoino, or if a carrot, as the case over here, is not one board, then no skufa tachtoino, according to Rambam, it's Mutter. We're coming to Aser against it. How in a case of Talmud, we say this aloha of the Bach Lekul over here. Now, the idea of a skufa tachtoino, first, what does that mean? It means basically when you have a door that has a threshold that's on bottom, right? Again, our doors go straight. The Sefer Mishabul and Maisi Israel goes, we have tiles over here. So maybe our tiles are skufa tachtoino, and therefore won't be a problem, so the vada not. It's poshut. Skufa tachtoino means you have a threshold in front of the door. Everyone sees this is the tzur of the door. I mean, you see a mashkov, both three sides, and then you have a thing picking up from the bottom. If you just have something straight over here, that's not nichol negedo of a skufa tachtoino. What about what's the gedo of a luach echad? So, luchad hashani, or of gross mishnah brula maisel, wants to tie the whole idea of luach echad, because in those days they made a bunch of boards. If it's one board, the maisel is not nichol negedo of being a door. Today, we make one board of a door, and everyone sees it's a door. No one tells you, oh, it's one board, that's not a door over here. So one time our doors have the heter of Kain, it's not Luach Echad. Because the side behind it, the Luach Echad does not look like a door. If you can make it look like a door, if not, maybe Nichol not to get Luach Echad, according to the Rambam be Mutter, and according to the Tur, and according to the Mishabu be Mutter, but Sirif of a case of Talmud over here. The Sefer Binyan Shabbos discusses if a person, let's say, has a tile that comes off on comes off in general, do you have a right to take it off? My kids, I know already from years that they hide chametz underneath that one tile that comes off. We have a couple of tiles now that come off. They hide chametz underneath Meduk Digas chametz. So, the question is, does that tile nichol in the category of this idea of Delos that does once in a while, once a year they take off this tile, hopefully, sometimes a little more. Is that nichol and it has this klom or not? So the same Binyan Shabbos says, Avada, a tile on the floor is like a door that's not made to open and close. And I wish they didn't do that to the tiles, makes it worse. And therefore, will not have the heter, and it comes off on Shabbos, and Maisi cannot put it back. We went through Al through Dal, you said over here, of things that Messi can voice of Al opinion. I'd like to speak out a side over here about how to find numerous cases in the gate, the Mexican Boino, what the getter and what the parameter is. Baruch 18 years ago, I brought Rav Rubin, the one of Baal Archer Shabbos, to Yeshiva Smir, to the Chabura, to give a speech. Give a Chabura over here, give a shir. He came to give a Chabura on Binyan. Learning Binyan then. He said to the shir, I'd like to give you a Yesoid in Binyan. They said it took him 3 or 4 times to learn Shabbos to get this Yesoid. I'd like to share with us the Tzibur over here. Now, he said over in Baruch 45 minutes, say a little more B'Kitzer. What is Boina? How do you define it? What is the parameter over here? So first, the Rambam in Shabbos Perek Zayin, his words are Shekolam Mekabetz Chilik El Chilik V'Dovek HaKol, sticks together Ad Sheyase Guf Echod Ha'ez Adoim LeBinyan. What is Binyan? The words of the Rambam is Ad Sheyase Guf Echod, and make something one. We have point in the cloud, we'll see again later on the Simon, we get in the bowel caps, other cases. The Seyda point is, make something one. Don't make it one, not part and parcel of the thing itself. That's not Boino. Very simple, Marshal. We had the Gemara in Kopei, the case of Mitzadeh. Someone does landscaping. You take a rack, you put it in the front of your garden, a massive rack over there. Looks very nice over there. Don't have to put any tit. That, says Gemara, is Isidir Aiso. It's a chiluk of the karko. It's a big rack. People have racks in front of the house. It looks nice. We had a sugya by Ost Ervin, Nafko Beis, that says you have a break front that takes 10 people to carry. Says the Gemara, it's not mukso. You want to take 10 people to pick up the break front to move it? Maybe Uvdechol, maybe Tirchol, but it's not mukso. What happened to Baino? You have a break front, it's on the place, so it's been there for 10 years. How do you take it off? How are you moving it? Why is this rack that one person can lift up is deraiso, and this break front mice is motor? The chiluk is, everyone sees that this rack, it's part of parcel of the ground over here. It's mesiachis, it's part of the ground. And we see the break front is at the top of the ground. It's not part of the house. It's in the house, part of the house. the Shabbos Eizen, when I bought my dira from the person beforehand, in the contract said anything that's attached, that's the Maisa mine, whatever's not attached is his. That means, obviously, if let's say we had a garden with wax inside, it's not physically attached. But I think everyone understands that's part of what I'm getting. The brake front, I think everyone understands, is his, not mine. Why? That's not part of the house. But everyone understands the brake front is not part of the house, not Anshiyasi Guf Echad, not part of the house. Masha Enkin, the rock is part of the garden. That's the Surah a Hosha Vono of understanding Vinyan. Now the question, this Yisoid is MS. The question is how far to take this Yisoid. We'll go through just speak out numerous cases, some are simple, some are not that simple. One case, where Ruben spoke out, in case you have a magnet on the refrigerator. Refrigerator is Memso. Can you put a magnet on top of the refrigerator? It's on Karko. You leave it there. She says, does anyone think it's part of the refrigerator? What's on top of the refrigerator? It's not part of the refrigerator. It's top of the refrigerator. There is a Nevada that's not Nechal Gedo Boino. If let's say the place Big Fiesta belongs over there, well, like, it's not clear. Well, otherwise, in general, most magnets are not part of the refrigerator. You sell your refrigerator to somebody, you don't expect magnets to come with it. Fine. Very simple. A second example. Person, kids, they have gum. They stick it on the wall, right? Under the bed, everyone knows, stick it over there. Fine, usually by Pesach, clean it up. If you stay there for Pesach, try to get it off the wall. Maisa, is that boina? Maisa v'al binyan. Merci, boina, it's over here. Come on, Shemesh Shabbos, Mazil Obach, others, Avada, that's not part of the house. We sell everything that's attached to the house. You're not selling it with the gum. No thing that's part of the house. That's the top of the house. But that's simple. However, Rav Ruben was giving the share, there were hooks in the back. He pointed to see the hooks on the back and stuck in the wall. That Avada, those hooks are not on top of the wall, they're part of the wall. And of course, that's an act to attach these hooks to the wall. It's boina. Take them off, nichal getter of Seisr. Case of a picture on the wall. How do you look at the picture? So there is a sugya in Siman Shin Tezvav when a person has a curtain. There's a shalach kohen lechaznish to remove a curtain to put on. He wants taina. It belongs there. Nichol, an act of boina and soiser. So Ruben's taina is that's dafka in a case curtains belong there. A picture that even though you never remove it, never. But everyone sees it's only on a screw over there. It's not part of the karko, not part of the house. And then he says, put aside the sugya of Sarkis and the other sugya of Kfiyas Makam. It's not a sugya of Baina. Is that binyan over here? Or no Baina. No one sees the picture being part of the house. It's on top of the house. And then one time, take it over on Shabbos, it's not a sugya of Baina. Him and the binyan Shabbos, the Seva Bayis, or the Hilva Shabbos, B'Shabbos, nothing to do with Baina. Something on top of the house, not part of the house. I said, besides Sarkis and Kfiyas Makam, and those who are Makal. The picture that you never move, that's part of the house. That's now you're leaving it always there. Since the Chodesh Shanim Gila say from Zil Obach, that is part of the house. I'm saying how Ruben said over, he says like the break fund, right? Those who want disagree. Yesh L'chalek, maybe that picture is being hanging there. This is just on top of the ground. But maybe in another case. A sink strainer is inside the sink. We sat bar on Shabbos and want to save themselves, no problem. Can you take out the sink strainer? Is that part of the sink? It might not be nice to sell the apartment and take the sink strainers with you. Is it part of the sink itself? It's not part of the sink. It belongs there. That's not part of the sink. Now I can discuss the refrigerator. Now the refrigerator, you can have the door fall off, you can have the, hopefully not, you can have the shelves fall off, you can have the bins come out. What exactly is the refrigerator? So if the door falls off, everyone says avada to attach it, that's memsa, that's mamish boino. Boino de reis over here. The shelves, what are shelves? Shigal das question, how do you look at shelves? The Shemir Shabbos Kol Chosoi, we're talking about his Tamil Shalmanisim, once time those shelves are made to go in and out, so people clean them and take them off every week or two. They get their cleaning lady or shvaitzer to clean it out. And they take them off all the time. And they would be physically attached to your cook, will be wrong. You want them to be able to take off. Different ones, Taina, if you want to take them off, no problem. No problem. The Kiddush is not part of the refrigerator. Yes, me, I think it's a Kiddush also. I think Avad and the shelves are part of the refrigerator. And therefore, Mizriel or Bach said Avad and Seltzer. Avad is down the head to Bekak, it's a Shashtar Reis over here, part of the refrigerator. The question is, how do you look at shelves in a refrigerator? More people are making, but also machlokes by the drawers of the bin. Some people take them out all the time. I mean, shelves in my house. And my house, come on, every week or two, everything spilled and gets dirty. Baruch Hashem, we have a. My kids let me live in their house, but the mice, there's nothing going on, so they take all the shelves and they take out the bins. But the question I had, do you look at the bins? Is that part and parcel of the refrigerator, or no? Made to go in and out. Is that like a door or not? Mice are there. Some Kabbalah wants to be makeable by the bins. Shamanis wants to be makeable by the bins. Zil says no. So it goes off. It's part of the refrigerator. It's an interesting question. Is that a guf echad, not guf echad? People, when they have steps in the house, they have these. They put up a gate, a child safety gate. Is that not part of the house? Guf echad, they'll have put them up on Shabbos or not? So I see they asked this question to Moshe. The Shmir Shabbos was also asked this question. He wants Taina. It's not nichel negeda of Moisif, al binyan. Why, it's made to take off and on constantly. You lock the kid in, and then you want to go out, you take it off. I think the different ones in the market, some of the ones open up and they're always attached there. I think that would be a problem. Those who just put there, and then you just take away, of course, not Moisif al binyan. Everyone knows. You put there for the kids there and you go to sleep, you take them away. Could be which it depends on which ones you're discussing over here. However, a bookcase, a shelf falls off. These shelves over here are called with pegs, not this one. That one has pegs to it. When you have pegs, you put the shelf back on top of it. The bookshelf is memsel over here. Well, let's say the bookcase itself is attached to the wall. That lemaisa says the Shmir Shabbos, Aruch HaShabbos. That's part of the bookcase itself. That means there's no connection. You take the shelf, put it back on top of the hinges, note it, no connection. That's a chashash b'raisa. Why? Because everyone sees that's part, that's guf echad with a bookcase. You don't sell a person a bookcase without a shelf. I sold to you. The shelf's not part of it. No, that's part of the bookcase. That's hanuach. That's one thing itself. What? Yeah, that's part. It's part of it. I see the Yisrael Shalom Zalman, when you paint on Shabbos, besides the Yisrael Tzveya, says also adds a layer of paint. That's Yisrael Boino. Why Boino? Because that's part of the house. Wallpaper, that's part of the house over here. Past week, someone asked me that on Shabbos, the mezuzah fell down. Fell down. So the two questions, one mitzvah sugya muksa, mitzvah sugya muksa, yeshu melismach to pick it up. But can you put it back inside? So the interesting question, how do you look at the mezuzah? Are you attaching the mezuzah to the door, or just putting it into the chalal and you're closing up the chalal? What is that exactly? So the Shmir Shabbos, and the Isk question from Kavnyevsky and the Chodesh Shoni says very clear, that since the derech, the mevatel there, no bittel to it, but the derech to leave it over there, so the Chodesh Shoni, a lot of that's being moist well, and you cannot put the mezuzah back inside. Chaim is mitzada that way, Shmir Shabbos is mitzada, but the Chodesh Shoni says, a lot of that's also. Why? It's mamash derech to mevatel over there. Asada Shani, this is Eliezer, Ogo Balech says, what do you mean? It's not part of the house. And it's an interesting shallow, when I bought my apartment from the person who sold it to me, we had a shiloh who owns the mezuzahs. We didn't know.
Leave.
We didn't know. No, not leaving me. I have mezuzahs, but who owned it? Do I have to pay? Is it he has to pay me for it? I have to pay him for it. Who owned it? Basically, that's Chosh Mishpat. We went to Rav. Who owns the mezuzahs? We had the contract, everything attached. What is that? It's a great question. When you say everything attached, is that the mezuzah or not? The 10 mezuzahs, who owns them? It's a great Shigal Das question. Who exactly owns them over here? Yesterday, some people were discussing in the bathroom. You have these Mafteich Efes, these zero keys, the bathroom that has no, they go inside. You put it inside, you leave it there for the next 10 years, and you open and close. I allow put these keys inside. Was that being Moshe Val Binyan? One guy told me when he left his Dira, he took the keys with him. I'm not sure I appreciated that. But Maisa, is the keys part of the bathroom or not? Is part of the door or not? Maisa, there is a Chodesh Shoni this question. He says, but that's the key is not part of the door. Just you wish to put it, you're lazy, take it out, so you leave it there. Just that is his place to store it, and I don't want to store it, you open it. One time it's not part of the door. But it's a strike and store it. It's not Etzim part of the door. Just why not leave it there? Fine, take it out. What's the difference?
It's gone.
What?
It's gone.
What about air conditioner?
Part of the thing or not?
No, that's part of the house. You can't take it and ask it with you. The window ones is a great question, but these are the wall valves, it's not Shiloh.
You could leave your house.
No, these you can't. The window ones you can argue. The window ones, I said it's a great question. The window's a good question. But these are Vadanat. I don't think the window ones, depends how you look at it. Again, the case of buying and selling is not the same halacha. It's more the Shabbos at least. And buying and selling is what people expect. What's the umdana? Shabbos to get a bain. I'm just trying to compare the two. But it's not as, avad is not the same sugya. Don't bring me guys from Chosh Mishpat. Another case is cost when you have the by the toilet paper, they have the spring over there. So put to the side whether toilet paper is books or not, my colleagues are playing. But can you take off the spring, put the toilet paper inside, and put back the spring? What is that spring? Is that part of the house or not? The Rav Shabbos says he went over to Shlomo Zalman and says, Avada, it goes off and on, made to go off and on. That's not part of the house. Avada, there's no problem on Shabbos because that's your boino. He went to Biyashu and says, what do you mean that's part of the house? So Hajim says part of the boino. Great question. One guy told me when he left the house, he took it. The other guy who bought it says, you can't take them with you. They're part of me, part of the house. Again, no right from Chushim Mishpat, but it's a great shadow. What is this spring over here in the bathroom? Is that Mefsi Gevoin or not? Or maybe it's a Chelzim? Is that being Moitzim Abinu or not? A similar case is because they have towel racks by yeshivas, by mikvahs. So the different ways of having these towel racks. Some of them just go down the mic, the stick. But some of them are screwed in like the yeshiva for obvious reasons. So the question is, can you open them on Shabbos or not? Shlomo Zalman, like the spring says, the Maisi can't. It's made to open and close, it's not part of it. Or for Shabbos, Issel B'Yash, so the Maisi can't. So there's a question over here, side by the springs, or by this moit, how do you look at that? Is that a Bayabing Moistim or not? A rug on the floor. When does a rug on the floor turn into a carpet? Carpet, put on the ground, a lot of that's adding to the house, that's boino. A rug on the floor, what's the problem? My kids roll up all the time. So when is it boino, or when's it mutter? So the Simcha Bonim, Shalom Nisim, they say it really depends. If it's wall to wall, even though it's a rug, it's also. It's a Mexican vinyl. Rabbi Yat says a drop different lotion, he says. It's a big thing. That's mamish Mexican vinyl. That's part, being part of the house. Now, you get involved in Cheshavish, but I'm not sure. But again, it's not the same sugyo. But this shell over here, when something turns from rug to being carpet, mice, that's certainly Mexican vinyl. Another case. Person, let's say you want to take the plug out from the wall. So let's say you do a Betilta machine with this foot over here. Take the plug out from the socket. Is the plug part of the socket over here? Is the idea of seis over here or not? So the Shmir Shabbos and Shlomo Zalman and B'Yashiv, all the one taino. It's made to go in and out. A garment refrigerator and the plug has been there attached to the wall for 10 years. It's made to go in and out. Tzal Sheni L'Chodashani M'Gil Sevi says Kakaloin. If it's constantly, you're right. This wants the wall, take refrigerator, the plug out. You'll even insert Mexican boino. Who wants to answer it? What exactly is the plug that? Is that the rumor to the vanda that's no shaykhis? It's not by the wall. Others want to argue and say no. Who said that's the sort of here? Might see attaching it, leaving the big fierce, leaving it for 10 years, 20 years. Never take it out. I think a shower rod that falls down, to reattach it, then a vanda should be on by out. That's coming to attach it to be part of the bathroom over here. To remove a light bulb. So let's say it's flickering. Let's say the Shabbos clock turned off and it's a kivir over here. It's not a sugya mukso. That's what you'll do with a machine. Let's say a gufay. Can you undo a light bulb? Can you undo a light bulb on Shabbos? You don't want to go on the Shabbos clock an hour later and then it'll start flickering and bother you. Can you undo it? So my say is from Zaman, the Shmir Shabbos, the Erech Shabbos, all being down. In the case, in general, we're not ruggled to take it out. A lot of that's part of the house. If you ruggle to take it out all the time, which I don't know whoever does that. They want to maybe be mutter. The Gilas Sevi says, even if it's ruggle, so what? But etzem, everyone sees it being part of the house. Who looks at you? Look at Metzias. Light bulbs belong there. So arguing when it's ruggle, what the luck is. Which again, I don't know of a case where it's ruggle that way. But when it's not ruggle, Avada take it out, Avada won't do that. Avada, when you move apartments, don't take out the light bulbs. But Maisa, you can argue the point, but Maisa, I won't see the light bulbs are now part of the house. This is a part of the yeshiva we have to put it in, it'll be active boino, or Mexican boino, take it out, be a Mexican slicer. Same thing to get to on my porch, I have a sink over there, and we attach a hose here to fill up the swimming pool sometimes. So we attach the hose, we leave it there for a long time, it's usually sukkah time. Then we take out sukkahs, and then we leave it unattached till next summer comes around, reattach it. Kamala's farm says, if not, Ruggle take it off to reattach it on Shabbos. That might be not like a case of a. It's like attaching a faucet that you might take off every Pesach to change the handles. That's Betim, Avada, and Nakdaboin over here. To attach a hose to something you leave there constantly, that'll be a problem over here. Now, just to see how far to argue to take this, you say over here. When you have posters on the wall, That means in the Eretz Yisrael, you walk around, and anything that's not fit to read, they hang up as posters. That was a Freudian slip. Anything that's fit to read, they hang up as posters. So, over here, so one time, in front of Kilis Bnei Toro, that's a Reuben Shul, a person who was an Ibbe Chochem, and right before Shabbos, he hung up posters against somebody else in the shul, saying not nice things. Come Shabbos, the posters are all over there in front of the shul. And the question was, can you take down these posters? What is a shiloh? Discuss two malachas. There's a shiloh mitzad bind of a seiser, and the shiloh mitzad korei of a teifer. Bind of a seiser is building and destroying, and korei of a teifer is ripping and sewing. First question is, what is the difference between the two malachas over here? When you're bino, and when you're being teifer, when you're building and when you're attaching through teifer. Teifer is whether sewing or case of tevek of glue is also teifer. So the simple understanding, the different way of saying it, say one malach minchas chinuch, other strong like bring down. Bino and seiser is something that's hard. You build something, and then you take wood, you break it. Bino is something that has a hardness to it. Korean teifer is something that's soft. You rip paper, you don't break paper, you rip paper. And when you attach paper, you glue it together. Soft is korea and teifer. Hard is boiner and seiser. One simple way, minchas chinuch, la paiskim, you want to go this way. If that's so, what happens when you have something that's soft on something that's hard? What malacha is that? You have a poster on a wall. Is that korea when you take it off? Is that seiser when you take it off? Or is that neither one? It's nothing. It has to be soft to soft is korea and teifer. Hard to hard is boiner and seiser. Soft and hard, what is that? Rav Reuben was a taino, it's neither one, it's nothing, it's mutter. What malach is it? Being down in Arfa Shabbos, by Melchemes Paratz, on the Gulf War in 1991, there was a problem there, so they're afraid they're going to have chemical gases being shot into Eretz Yisrael. So on Shabbos, during the week, what would they do? People would put up plastics around their doors, and so the gas should be able to come in. Shalom was to put up these plastics on Shabbos. I let him go do that. So the Shabbos says the Isra B'Yashiv, and B'Yashiv said not to take the plastic, put on tape, and put onto the door, because then plastic and the tape is attaching plastic to attaching two soft things. Take the plastic, attach it straight to the door. Door is hard, plastic is soft. Who says there's any problem over here? Therefore, Rav Reuben went to Taina in the shul, he told the person that maybe it's Dinu Abonon, maybe it was Nechol. Tell the guy to rip down these signs, no problem. What malacha, what are we discussing? And you want to explain what's the sign over here. The idea of boina has to be, someone sees that a poster is part of something. Pulling up wallpaper, so is boina. It's part of the house. But putting a poster up upon the wall, you want to tell you, that's not part of the wall. It's not belong there. No one will tell you the poster is part of the wall. That's how the poster is on top of the wall. It's not part of the wall. It's top of the wall. Again, the Shabbos is easy. We sell a person a wall. Don't expect the poster to stay there. But no one says that. It's the top of the wall. So once there's nothing there to be part of the wall, what malach are we discussing over here? Not teifa, not boina, not baya. Maisa, I tried to argue with him a bunch of times. I wrote a bunch of swarm that clearly disagreed with him. So he told me, bring me 30 swarm. This is the aleph beis of boina. This is the yisaidus of boina. Anyone who wants to disagree with me does not know the aleph beis. He quoted me a list of swarm, but he doesn't care about. Fine. The Maisa, I do see the Chodeshani asks in this case. I see what Zilmashi the Maisa does ask in this case. They want to say, Nichol get a boina. Besides this, to give maybe Taifer. That means there is a question over here. When you put a poster on the wall, what is that? That's how far to take this side. You want to tell you the basic, says Alba is basic, has to be part of something. It's not Guf Echad, Losh the Rambam, that's not part of something. You can argue and say the poster is part, which I plan to take down. But it is part. But he won't say that's not part, there's no Malach over here, there's no Isir over here, therefore it's Mutter. So again, this Yisrael is very important, Yisrael. Again, the Yisrael is Emes. The question is how far to extend the Yisrael. What are the parameters of this Yisrael? And if we get different cases, maybe discuss about how to apply this concept, and numerous times it's a Pashma Chloikis. How do you look at it? The idea of Baino, a Messik in Baino, be Moisevel Abidin, what is the category over here? My Bezer Shem will do next to Pain Sevav, make what Sevav is very basic and helps us Baino, Slav Rabbah.